Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Donald Trump heads to Georgia today. Clear demonstration that his map to 270 is shrinking. Plus, Peter Navarro, the trade advisor in the White House, taking on Anthony Fauci front and center. And Mary Trump speaking out against her uncle with her new best-selling book. Hi, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the Daily DC. Donald Trump, 3.5 months before the presidential election, is heading to Georgia, of all places. Now, as you know, presidential travel doesn't happen by accident. It's very deliberate. Look at where Donald Trump has been of late. Arizona, Florida, now Georgia. This is a clear indication that the Trump campaign is taking its most valuable resource, the president of the United States, and putting him in states that they had hoped would be off the map by now, or at least trending in his direction. They wanted to park him in places like Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, the three states in the upper Midwest that helped deliver him to the Oval Office in 2016. But those states are looking more and more out of reach for the president, which means his path to re-election is becoming more and more narrow. In fact, today, we learned from Monmouth University in Pennsylvania, Joe Biden has a 13-point lead over the president, 53% to 40% among registered voters there in Pennsylvania. 53% for the challenger, well over a majority. Hillary Clinton was never operating in that kind of universe, even as Pennsylvania remained competitive all the way through in 2016, and was a surprise to many come election night 2016. He just was back in his hometown of Scranton last week. That critical region of the state, according to the Monmouth poll, is part of what has him so far ahead. That Scranton area was Trump country back in 2016. Biden's converting that and doing so in such a big way that is closing off avenues for Donald Trump's re-election path. Now here's what else matters today. Peter Navarro, top trade advisor to President Trump, seems to be taking it upon himself to be the one-man opposition research dump against Anthony Fauci. He took to USA Today to write an op-ed taking down the country's top infectious disease expert. Now, the White House immediately tried to say, oh, this is just Peter Navarro being Peter Navarro, speaking for himself, not the White House. Even the president took that tack today.
Well, he made a statement representing himself. He shouldn't be doing that. No, I have a very good relationship with Anthony.
But of course, that's letting Donald Trump have it both ways. Navarro hits Fauci, and he gets to say, oh, Navarro's just speaking for himself, and he distances it. That's not how this works. This is still a top advisor to the president who is publicly trying to diminish the country's leading health expert in this coronavirus pandemic. One final note for you. Mary Trump, you know, the president's niece who's written that tell-all book about the president's psyche and what she observed about her uncle in her entire adult life. Well, remember, she wasn't going to be allowed to speak about this. The Trump family was trying to sue her and ensure that she wasn't going to be able to speak publicly about this. A court ruled in her favor. She has now gone out and started giving interviews. She spoke to ABC's George Stephanopoulos. And on one of the most explosive claims in the book, that Donald Trump cheated on his SATs, that he got somebody else to take the SAT exam for him. Here's what she told George Stephanopoulos on ABC.
I've been told this by people in my family. I am absolutely confident that it's true. I'm happy to finally be able to speak about it.
Can you prove it's true?
Can I prove? No, because I'm counting on people I trust who told me this story. So in terms of documentation, no, I can't prove it. But I can certainly say with 100% certainty that I was told this story by a source very close to Donald.
So that claim may be on a little bit of shaky ground. At least Mary Trump admits there's no documentation. I don't think that's going to stop people from buying her book and reading about her assessment of the president's psyche and why she believes what he should be doing right now is resigning. But Eric Trump, the president's son, did have a witty response on Twitter. He just tweeted out this morning, quote, "Every family has one. No doubt this is the kind of book that will continue to get under the president's skin." That does it for this edition of the Daily DC. Thank you all so much for listening. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast as we work on new ways to inform you, our listeners. So please go ahead and visit cnn.com/podcast survey to share your thoughts with us.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.